For most people who attended a Nigerian public university, the experiences are almost always the same. They range from overcrowded lecture halls, protests and incessant strike actions to lack of basic amenities. As bad as these experiences sound, some manage to wiggle their way through while others don't. Unjoku Emmanuel, CEO and founder of crypto startup LaserPay, falls in the latter category. Not only because of the unfavorable learning environment, but also because he didn't feel it was a good use of his time.
My first day in class, everyone was stuffy, over 200 people in one class, and I found out that I found out that 100 level, engineering is one class, so they don't separate electrical from mechanical or from computer. Everybody, as long as you're in the engineering department, you're in one class, and that's over, 400 students, 500 students in one classroom.
This is the People in Emerging Tech podcast. My name is Bolu, and I'll be bringing to you stories of people doing amazing things with emerging technologies. Emmanuel's displeasure with the university didn't start on the first day he stepped into an overcrowded 100-level class. It began when his parents constantly gave him an earful about how important going to the university was. He had other plans. He wanted to be the next Zuckerberg. And he had a passion for building and solving problems, but his parents had opposing views on what a successful and accomplished life should be like. To them, success was becoming a doctor, but Emmanuel would not study medicine.
I didn't like the idea about having to like study medicine before you become successful in life, or you have to like study an engineering course and then you get a job in an oil company, right? So one of the reasons I didn't like school was because of the way, my parents always glorify the education system in Nigeria and talk about how medical doctors are the best, and anyone that is not doing medicine is sort of useless.
His rebellion against what his parents perceived as the greatest path to life caused problems in his family. This is because it wasn't just his parents that felt this way. It was people in church, the extended family, and even family friends. They could not understand why Emmanuel would not study medicine, a prestigious course of study enamored with so much respect. Emmanuel's Zuckerberg idea was alien to them. In fact, it made no sense to them. Emmanuel's rebellion paid off, and his parents agreed he could study something else besides medicine. But his options were still limited. It was either medicine or engineering. He would have preferred computer science or software engineering, but he was prepared to study anything as long as it was not medicine. Emmanuel wanted to make engineering work. He looked forward to it. Even though it was not the course he would have preferred, he was psyched about the challenge of studying electrical engineering at Enugu State University, Enugu State, Nigeria.
I was like, okay, since it's engineering, I might just, do it. And I got into So I went into school having this mindset that, everything I know now is going to be more advanced, right? So I was preparing for something like really, really hot and interesting.
Unfortunately for Emmanuel, the only thing odd about the university was the overcrowded class he had to receive lectures. Electrical engineering wasn't as advanced and challenging as he wanted it to be. The secondary school Emmanuel attended was while electrical engineering classes felt like child's play to him.
I went to like one of the best secondary schools in Port Harcourt, Niger Delta Science School. So my teachers were actually lecturers in University of Port Harcourt. Right? They took us like their children, so they actually taught us with love, and you'd see that these guys are just good, but these guys are very good. I had like lots of Saturday classes with my electronics and physics lecturer, right? So we like did more practicals.
With so much already learned in secondary school, Emmanuel expected the same thing and more in the university.
Where I came from, I was already doing, calculus, I was already doing differentiation and integration in my SS2, I was already doing combinatorics, right? And I was already building, assembling, electronics components, ICs, transistors and all, right? And then I'm coming to like electrical electronics engineering in the university where I think, it's going to be more advanced, and they're taking me back to my SS3. You get, it's more like the lecturers were drawing me back.
It wasn't just lecturers that drew him back. Relating with his peers showed he was on a different level than them. The future he painted seemed alien to them. Where most were concerned about graduating with the first class, Emmanuel just wanted to build. grades, tests, homework, and fighting for the attendance sheet didn't matter to him. It wasn't long before he started skipping classes, especially after meeting Kelvin, an electrical engineering student who had the same passion for building with technology.
I was in front of my class and I heard him like talking about web development with someone, and then like I was very excited. I was like, oh my god, I've seen someone that is into like programming as well, someone I can finally relate with.
Those Zuckerberg dreams Emmanuel had, Kelvin had them too, and they wasted no time in creating an action plan. The kind of dreams Emmanuel and Kelvin chased was very capital intensive, and they needed a lot of money to fund these dreams. The first plan was dropshipping, a profitable online business that involves selling products online without a need for a physical store. The roadmap was straightforward: make millions from dropshipping, start a tech company, and become a billionaire. The only problem was nothing is ever that simple. Two tech lovers who spent all their time writing code didn't know the first thing about selling, and dropshipping was eventually dropped. They were unfazed. All they needed was a new plan, and the roadmap to becoming billionaire tech bros would still be in the works. The new plan was to send emails to Instagram vendors and explain why they needed a website. If they could convince many businesses to build a website for 50,000 naira, they'll be on their way to tech stardom. Emmanuel drew up a very extensive pitch detailing how a website could increase conversion. They sent out their emails but got zero responses. It was a good pitch, and they wondered why no one was getting back to them. It was time for yet another plan.
I mean, the pitch was actually extensive and almost nobody got back to us. And then we're like, okay, since, you know, the online is not working, we have to like get into the streets, right? And I can remember, if you ask our friends, then they actually tell you that we're actually crazy. So even before going out in the streets, we'll be like, okay, we are going to walk around in new layouts in Enugu today, new heaven. Let's say we have 20 shops, right, that agree to build a website and we build it for them. And we charge 50,000 naira each. Right? We're already calculating how much we would make, right? And you know, how much this we'll have and how we'll share it and how we'll like put it into the company.
Emmanuel and Kelvin roamed the streets searching for businesses that were willing to go digital. It was a better plan than waiting for people to respond to their emails. They could create more trust and address the concerns the business owners could have. But even hawking promises of digitization for businesses on the streets didn't get Njoku and Kelvin any closer to achieving their billionaire tech bro dream. Even after roaming the streets of Enugu to no avail, Emmanuel was not going to give up. He came up with another plan. But this time, he thought of a real problem facing people in Enugu State.
Enugu has a water problem. How about we create the Uber for water? We called it Q Aqua.
While Q Aqua was the best plan Emmanuel and Kelvin came up with in the search for tech billionaire funds, it also did not see the light of day. The project required a lot of money, but the biggest reason for its untimely death was the reception Emmanuel and his friend got from most people they pitched the idea. Getting his idea shut down and laughed at always got to Emmanuel, and it was an experience he knew too well.
I could be the next Zuckerberg. I always reference Zuckerberg. When I say, they always laugh at me. When I tell my mom that I'll be Africa's Zuckerberg. I mean, I can't forget, you know, those, you know, images I have. I mean, it seems funny, but when they laugh at me, I'll go back inside and cry, right? But then what that was just doing was that it was just making me stronger. I was like, I must be this.
Emmanuel's dreams meant that much to him. So much so that when his father found out he wasn't attending classes and seized his laptop, it was one of the most devastating moments of his life.
There's no way I can go out without going out with my laptop. It was a very vital part of me. So my dad figured out, you know, I wasn't attending classes. My cousin reported to my dad I wasn't attending classes.
Okay.
That was when he seized my laptop, and yeah, it was actually hell for me. I don't say this, but I can remember, you know, going to bed crying that I didn't have my laptop with me. You get like it was a very, very horrible, like it was like that it felt like, you know, one part of my heart was taken.
Emmanuel got his system back, but he had just one thing on his mind: proving everyone wrong. School was not an option. He had dedicated so much time to tech, and he could not fail at this point. He went full throttle with tech, spending every time learning and coding. He even switched to computer science and gave school another chance, but he was moving faster than school. He didn't spend time coding alone. He started networking and making friends that opened his eyes to everything he needed to know in the tech world. He attended every tech event he could find, meeting new people and learning new things. Meeting some big names in the tech world motivated him even more. He said, "If these guys can do it, then I can do it too." At one of the many tech conferences and events, Emmanuel decided to pitch himself to a potential employer. He had been going hard at tech and felt this should be an easy gig to get. But being a tech whiz in Enugu State University didn't mean he was ready to take on Nigeria's tech ecosystem. He realized he still had a lot to learn and went back to the drawing board.
We started seeing how saturated like the web development ecosystem is in Nigeria, and then that was when I and my friend were like, okay, what should we do differently? Like, what should we learn differently? And then he chose artificial intelligence. I chose like learn blockchain engineering.
Emmanuel was fascinated by blockchain. He dived right into learning as much as he could about blockchain. He started with the book Mastering Bitcoin: Programming the Open Blockchain by Andreas M. Antonopoulos. He read as much as he could before he wrote his first Ethereum code in 2019 at age 17. Emmanuel was confident he was on the right track as young as he was. Even while everyone around him told him otherwise, he was prepared to give blockchain everything it took. It wasn't long before he got his first blockchain job with Hydro Blockchain. From there, Emmanuel only went up, becoming an highly sought after blockchain engineer. He proved them wrong. Before he decided to start his own company, LaserPay, he made up to $20,000 monthly as a blockchain engineer. Those who laughed at him now wanted to be his friends. He could continue working for companies as a blockchain engineer, making a lot of money, but Emmanuel stuck with the dream he started with from the beginning. He wanted to build his own company, so he began LaserPay.
It's not about the money, that this is what I'm building, and I'm very passionate about this because it's actually affect Africa, which is my home. Like, no matter how, even if we travel everywhere, like, you are still, Africa is still your home. Like, Nigeria is still your country.
Even with job offers of up to $500,000 yearly, he was not going back on his decision to build LaserPay.
This is a problem I want to solve, right? And I want to like see this come true. I want to be at the forefront of crypto adoption in Africa. I want to like create more utility, create more use cases for like crypto. Right, that's why I'm building LaserPay.
With a $1.1 million investment just after launching LaserPay, Emmanuel Unjoku could be on the right path to becoming Africa's very own Zuckerberg. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share. I'd also love to know what you feel about it. Please send your comments and feedback to bolu@techpoints.africa.